Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we've had some somber weather. We've had some somber market days. Although yesterday was a bright spot because I actually was up about 200 points. Here to talk about all this, and I think it's Joel, it's our good friend, the host of Money Wisdom from Johnson Brunetti. That, of course, would be Joel Johnson. Hi, Joel.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
I don't, you know, it was up 200 yesterday. It's been down 600, blah, 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 blah. But I think, you know, what do you recommend to your clients? And you have clients with different needs, different spaces in their lives. So what would you just have people keep in mind?
Well, for most of our clients, if we just talk about our particular clients, we tend to be very conservative because most of our clients are either within 5 years of retirement or they're already retired.
Okay.
So we always have in their portfolios a built-in buffer so that if they're taking income from their investments at a time like this, they can pause from taking income out of the stock market type accounts or investments and pull money out of accounts that don't go down in the downturn. So for our clients, we don't get a lot of calls during this period of time. In the broader picture, I would not be surprised to see us pull back maybe quite a bit or at least a little bit during the summertime here. I don't think this tariff thing is going to go away, and we've also got some unrest in the Middle East going on with Iran. News is this morning that the U.S. is pulling personnel out of the Iraqi
U.S.
embassy.
This morning I saw that.
And so there's a lot of uncertainty out there, and the market doesn't like that. But there was interesting comments from Lloyd Blankfein, the former CEO of Goldman Sachs,
right,
who said that, you know, China's going to get hurt a lot more about these with these tariffs than we are.
Yes.
And this might be a negotiating tactic. And, you know, the bottom line is, even though some people might be going through some short-term pain here, and I don't want to minimize some of the workers,
sure,
especially in the middle part of the country.
And farmers,
But if this is a tactic to get a fairer trade deal, which clearly things have not been fair over the last 15 or 20 years, then maybe it makes sense in the long run. I don't know.
I came across an interesting thing here. As far as the volume that we trade with China, we actually export less to China than we do to Japan, South Korea, Singapore put together. So it's not a huge part of our export market, but it is.
It is. I mean, it's significant if you have a business that's really dependent on importing to China, but they will get hurt more than we will. I mean, what will happen is the U.S. consumer will just start buying goods, even though they might be a little bit more expensive, but they'll start buying goods from U.S. companies or companies based in Canada or Mexico,
right,
or somewhere else. That's just how market forces work. So, you know, I don't like the short-term pain here, but I do believe in the long run, this is going to be better for the U.S. economy.
Well, yeah, and, you know, the fact of the matter is, it has been true for a while. You kind of wonder about China's economy anyway, because I've heard it's a little sketchy in some parts.
Yeah, it's already suffering a little bit, and you can't trust their numbers. I mean,
there's
jokes about that all the time. I mean, where are the numbers really coming from? There's less transparency for their companies over there, so who knows? Who knows what's really going on? What we do know is we know what's going on here in the U.S., and the economy is pretty darn good right now by almost any measurement.
And confidence is way up. Yesterday, can't remember who it was, manufacturers maybe, had higher confidence than they've had in a long time. People are feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah, for the most part, people are feeling pretty good. I mean, I hate to use that old Ronald Reagan saying from, you know, way back, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Most people are better off now than they were 4 years ago, particularly in the parts of the country that have really been decimated because they relied on these old manufacturing jobs,
right,
and so on.
Right.
Those parts of the country are coming back.
It's nice. Well, Joel will have more good news for you on Saturday morning starting at 8:30 here on WTIC. It's a money. Well, this will be good. Money Wisdom. It's good. Hey, Joel, if people want to get a hold of you, what do they do?
They can go to our website, which is johnsonbrunetti.com. That's Brunetti, B-R-U-N-E-T-T-I, johnsonbrunetti.com. Or they can just call 1-800-208-SAFE. As in, keep my money safe, 1-800-208-SAFE, and we'll be glad to talk to anybody that has any questions.
All right, thanks, Joel. Hey, it's good having you on. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Ray.
All right, it's 826 WTIC.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.